talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right now to the front lines of history in the making. And go right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Hey, Matt, I hope I'm not bringing up something that's already been talked about because I've done that lately. Kevin McCarthy. I'm getting a kick out of him. He's taking it up a level from Mitch McConnell. Remember earlier this summer when Mitch told people in business to stay out of politics? Well, this guy's moved it up a notch to full-out extortion. And I bet you he'd be surprised, maybe not, he shouldn't be surprised, but the very companies he's threatening, don't you think some of them have maybe donated to the Republican Party? You know, he's threatening
to put them out of business. Yeah, and Dick, what Dick's referring to is the Republicans have now interfered with the subpoena power of the Congress. The January 6th commission sent out notices, which are preliminary to a subpoena, to telecommunications companies saying, hold these records of these, I think it was 11 or 12 Republicans, all the bad ones, you know, Matt Gaetz, Taylor Greene and the rest, including Kevin McCarthy, because they made telephone calls leading up to and on the day of the insurrection. And several of them are, and perhaps all of them, are accused of being somehow complicit in it. With McCarthy, I don't think he was complicit in organizing it, although he certainly enabled it. But the day of the insurrection, he called Donald Trump at the White House and said, call off your dogs. And Donald Trump said, well, Kevin, maybe they care more about our country than you do. And Kevin McCarthy told that to a Republican congresswoman. She made it public. He then is backpedaling, trying to deny it. And when he's subpoenaed in front of that commission, he has a problem. He has a real problem because he's going to be under oath. And if he goes, no, I didn't say that, that's perjury, go to jail. And if he says, yes, I did say that, then all the Looney Tunes and the Trump cult will go after him. And if he goes, I don't remember. That's what they always say. I don't remember. What, you have Alzheimer's? What do you mean you don't remember? What do you mean you don't remember? You don't remember that conversation with the President of the United States that you divulged to a Republican congresswoman? So that is what they're going on. So when a telecommunications company or any company gets a notice, or even if you get a notice in a civil case from the other lawyers saying, don't destroy these documents, you go ahead and destroy them. When it's the Congress with the subpoena power, you are flirting with a criminal offense. And in private litigation, what you're doing is you're flirting with sanctions and then entry of judgment against you and having to pay attorney's fees. It's a very big deal. When you notify the other party, you're supposed to preserve documents. Well, McCarthy, and he wasn't the only one, some of the other Republicans put out a statement and then saying, if the telecommunications companies cooperate in any respect with this commission, period, we will never forget it. We will never forget it. I.e., in the upcoming elections, if the polls look like the Republicans get it and McCarthy's speaker, we will stick it to you big time. All of your interests will be in tough shape in that Congress. And that can range, frankly, from getting rid of FCC protection against libel for Facebook and the rest of them. That can range from a whole variety of things, regulatory things, pricing and all that. That is a threat. That is an unconstitutional threat against the Congress itself, against its subpoena power, by somebody caught in the middle, who where the Congress is subpoenaing it, about to subpoena it, and McCarthy is suggesting what? Go ahead and destroy this stuff? First of all, those of you who are techies, it's really impossible to destroy some things. I mean, some things are up in the cloud. People are going to find it anyway. But secondly, that is, in my view, a criminal offense. What McCarthy and the rest of them are doing is if even in a civil case, if the other side, say, subpoenas a witness and I go to him and say, Don't testify. By the way, here's a plane. Here's a plane ticket. Go to Mexico. I've committed an offense. And if I simply threaten and say, I will get you if you do it, that is obstruction. I think, you know, where's Merrick Garland? I mean, the point is, we've got to engage these guys. If we go playing Casper Milk Toast with these guys, they're going to get away with it. And then when they get in, that's Katie bar the door. Katie bar the door. That is what Dick of Madison was referring to. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head right there, is that we have to take what they are saying, the Republicans are saying, very seriously, because if they get into power, they will use that power however they see fit. I mean, they'll use it as a cudgel to beat any opposition to the ground. I mean, that they have, you know, they'd have no problem rounding people up. At this point in time, it is just amazing to me that there's half the Republican Party that has embraced fascism. I mean, pure and simple. I mean, we've got that freshman congressman, I think, from North Carolina, that's in a wheelchair, but he's, you know, making all these bloody threats. He says,
Madison Cawthorn.
There will be blood, and we have to take them seriously, or at least their followers are taking them seriously. I mean,
threatening companies, and Dick was referring before to the fact that Moscow Mitch and the rest basically went against some of their own donors. Here's the problem. Companies exist. A company is a fake entity. It's a fictitious person. You know, this whole business of are corporations people and is money speech? No, they're not people, and it's not speech in terms of regulating how much dark money from black ops, dark money androids can be put into politics. But the reason there's a fiction, if you didn't have the corporation as a fictional person, you know, I mean, what is it? It should be able to sue and be sued. It should be able to conduct business and so forth. And it should shield from liability its employees and its executives to a point. There are criminal laws that apply and a lot of other civil laws. But basically, a corporation can enter into contracts and so forth. Now, for them to threaten them, if you threaten a person, you'd think that the guy would take umbrage. He'd be angry. He'd be proud, be humiliated. There are no emotions in a corporation. I don't trust these corporations. I think that they will contribute to Kevin McCarthy in a heartbeat if he gets in. Suck back up to him in a heartbeat. The hedge fund managers don't pay income taxes. Their secretaries pay income taxes. The janitor, the guy that cleans their bathroom, pays income taxes. The hedge fund manager doesn't pay income taxes because his income, he had lobbyists go to Congress and change the name of it from income to carried interest. And some of them make several billion a year. Most of them make several hundred million a year. The dumber ones make maybe 50 million a year. Okay. So hurt me, 50 million a year. They don't pay income tax. They paid carried interest, which is like capital gains, is half of the income tax. So how'd they get away with that? There's a thing called carried interest that's being used for timber, oil, that kind of thing, where people have risk. You buy up a forest, you buy a oil site, it could be a dry hole. You put a lot of money into these things. And eventually maybe one hole gives oil and you spend a ton of dough on all the others. And so the what you get out of it because of the risk is called carried interest. And you pay the, in fact, capital gains. And that's true of some timber land and all that. There's no risk in a hedge fund. Right off the top, they get 1% or 2% of all the assets every year, even if they go to Paris, get drunk, and place bets on derivatives and lose all your money. They still get 1% or 2% of what's left over. And they get 1% or 2% of anything over the S&P 500 index it makes. They sit there collecting money. There's no risk. There are no dry holes. And yet they are not paying income tax. So those characters, do you think that they're going to turn on Kevin McCarthy? No, in a million years, they won't turn on Kevin McCarthy. If Kevin McCarthy and the rest of them declared martial law and that we were now ruled by a monarchy or organized crime, or jihadist state or communist state, they'd still contribute because they're not persons, people in an emotional sense. They're a fiction. They're a fiction. So that's what's going on. That's what's going on. So, yeah, he's told these companies, he threatened them, I'll get you. And they go, well, what, you know, what are we going to do? If their lawyers are smart, they'll say comply with the subpoena and the request. And what's McCarthy going to do? Screw them in the end? No, he's not, because he's going to get money from them. He'll get money from them. They'll kiss and make up. They'll be best buds. They will be best buds. It's the kind of people they are. A corporation has no emotions. It has no pride. It can't feel humiliation. It can't plot revenge. Those are human characteristics of human people. Fake people that are put in as a construct legally to let them enter into contracts don't have emotions. They don't feel humiliation. They don't feel pride. They don't plot revenge. They plot the interests of their management and their shareholders. That's it. Going to break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.